for couples. And so when you're saying you're a Christian organization for marriage counseling, those churches are also Christian. And so...
Yes, but... In our case, you know, we're using professional marriage counselors as opposed to just, you know, religious ministers. And those professional marriage counselors are, you know, are professionals and they're paid. And so in our case, we are charging a fee, which doesn't disqualify you from the charitable exemption, but we are charging a fee that is less than the cost incurred for having professional marriage counselors.
Again, at the churches, the pastors are not unqualified either. I do know of a church where the pastors are have master's degrees in marriage counseling. So, again, we're getting to the point where does this benefit Taney County? So my next question, like I said, is how many cases do you do in Taney County a year for free for Taney County residents?
Well, I mean, as I said before, none of them are done for free because the social science reflects that you have a much better chance of success even if you charge even a small, and I won't say it's nominal, but a small amount, because your likelihood of success goes substantially up. So the answer to the question about charging zero is not. But you know, the vast majority are charged less than the cost of the services involved.
Derek, I'm sorry to interrupt. Do your counselors have jobs outside of this?
I don't know, but I can find out. You're asking if they're full time here and work anywhere else. If that's your question.
Yeah, basically, is this their job, or do they have other? Do they have other jobs and they donate time? I don't know what the answer to that question is.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay. All right, that's fine, and that'll give them more of a reason to potentially table this. But
yeah.
I mean, you go ahead.
The second question is, I'm not sure, you know, why it's relevant. I don't know the answer to how many are Taney County residents as opposed to otherwise, but I don't understand what's relevant.
That's a question from the assessor. She's just asking if you know, obviously.
I don't know the answer, but I don't know I would ask why it's legally relevant.
Right.
Because you're asking for a benefit for Taney County. You're asking the Taney County taxpayer to foot the bill for the taxes on the property because we're getting a benefit from it. That's why.
Well, I mean, it's the state who has decided that the property is tax-exempt, not Taney County.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that somebody can headquarter in Taney County, be a 501c3, and not benefit anybody in Taney County, but we understand that.
The Lutheran cyanide case that I cited in my attachment.
All right. Yeah, please do get that site on the case I asked, or the tax commission case, because I'd like to see that or anything else that you want to provide. Does the board have any more questions at this time before we?
I was going to ask, is this the only site for marriage counseling for Focus on the Family?
I believe the answer is yes, but I will find out for sure.
Okay.
I'm making a list of information that I need to get to you all
right
before we stop. I want to make sure I got, you know, I want to do this one. So.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you taking this up early. Is there anything else we need to discuss?
Not from my end.
Okay. But I think we've all, I don't think the facts are really in dispute. This is used. One's vacant. One piece of property is the cabins and the meeting places for the marriage counseling sessions. Is that accurate?
That's my understanding. But okay. I have a list. Here's my list of things I need to get. I've missed something, which is very possible. Let me know. Okay. So on my list of things to do is decide, what I'll probably do is just, if there's a, if I can just email this stuff to the clerk.
Hold on for a second, Derek. Do you need to leave?
I do, and okay. The paperwork that you have on them, I need it all back when you're all done with it.
I understand.
Friday, if you don't mind. That's our only call.
Okay. Are they both the same?
It's for each parcel.
It's for each parcel.
They might have given different answers.
And the packet that you sent for each parcel, are they the same, Derek?
With the exception, yes. With the attachment is the same. Everything's the same except, you know, one has the one parcel number and one has the other.
Right. Okay. The assessor is getting ready to leave. She has a personal appointment she needs to attend to. But okay. I'm telling her that we're going to table this matter until Friday anyway. But I wanted to go ahead and get your list. Go ahead and tell me what that list is, okay?
Okay, here's my list, and if I've missed something, just correct me. One is I get a copy of the site. I have the site here, but I can send you a copy of the state tax commission.
What's the site?
The site is appeal number 13-89540.
Okay, I think I can plug that into their website and probably find it.
Yeah. If you can't, just let me know. And the case name is National Institute of Marriage versus ML. The focus on the family is the successor to this ministry or project, whatever you want to call it.
Okay. So is this appeal dealing with the same property?
Literally the same parcel, the big parcel, yeah.
Okay, the entirety
the
or – or just the one with the buildings on it?
The one with the buildings.
Okay. So
not deal with the I don't want to call it the vacant lot.
I understand. I understand you don't want to call it that, but
right.
But that's essentially what we're dealing with. It's made for walks on the pastoral grounds.
That's my understanding. So that was one thing, is to find out if there's a plan for that property other than that.
Okay.
You asked whether the counselors were full time for folks in the family or if they were working for other places.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have something I've scratched down that I can't read.
Probably the question the assessor asked, maybe.
Maybe.
About Taney County benefit to Taney County residents.
Right.
Okay.
Which I can find that. I don't know if they keep that.
I understand you're saying it doesn't. I understand you're saying it's not relevant, and I don't know that the board will find it relevant, but if you want to try to find an answer out, that'd be great.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not sure that I can get that information. Even if I thought it were relevant, I'm not sure. But I'll ask them. Worst they can do is find it.
All right.
I doubt they keep it that way, though. I could be wrong.
I bet they would know generally. Whether or not, but
I suspect they could tell me if it's 90% or 10%.
Sure.
I assume it's high percentage, but I don't know that.
Okay. Anything else, guys?
I thought there was one other thing, but
this site. I mean, if there's other locations in other states,
yeah.
And are those tax
one.
Exempt?
Thank you. That was it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got something else.
All right. Is the appeal that you directed me to, was this regarding the same issue?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll look forward to getting that.
Okay.
But don't send it to me personally. Just send it to the assessor's, or not the assessor's office, but to the clerk's office, and they'll get it to us.
So I've got Jennifer Hutchinson's email. Is that a good email for me to send it to?
That's fine. I probably will be able to look it up, but I'd like you to go ahead and send it to them as well. Okay?
I will do that. Let me give you one more thing. My goal will be to get all this stuff to you tomorrow. But if you need to get a hold of me tomorrow, you can do it on the number you call me on, which is my office number. But on Friday, like I said, I'm going to be driving.
Okay. What are you going to be doing around 1?
Probably still in my lunch meeting.
Okay. When are you done with that, do you think?
Meeting. development fund that we have.
Yeah, please. Yeah, don't say it on. We're live, so don't say it on the air.
Okay.
But send that information to the clerk as well. And then what time does your meeting end, roughly?
It's supposed to be over at 1:30.
Okay. All right. At some point in the afternoon, we'll give you a call.
Okay. That sounds good.
Thank you, Derek. Okay. I would make a motion.
Let me make sure I got the list. Send the case, the use of the small parcel, whether or not the counselors are full-time or not, and whether or not they have other locations. And then finally, if we have the information, how many people are served in Canyon County versus.
Correct. I think that's it. All right. I would make a motion to table this matter until Friday at 1 o'clock, or let's say 1:30.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Motion is, or the case is tabled. And VOE, if that's it, we'll be in recess until Friday.